Is the Spooky Yukies. Today is a special episode because Teresa decided to bail out on the show, but she's been replaced with Jordan.
That's a DJ Orden to you.
Yeah, we got a fun episode ahead of us, don't we, Jordan?
Yeah, today we're playing all songs that have the word "the" in the title.
Because "the" is a really cool word.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start things off with my first pick, which is Bitin' the Bullet by Group Love, one of my favorite bands. So let's enjoy. And that was Bitin' the Bullet by Group Love. I will give that a C for cool. That is very out of tune. During the next song, I will tune this thing. God, that sounds awful.
Maybe it's just you.
Maybe I just don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, you want to tell our listeners about the next song?
The next song is called When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. And it's also C for cool.
My favorite part about this song is that it has the in the name.
Because that's a cool word.
Yeah. All right.
I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. Like it like, say I like it like that, like it like that. Like it like, say I like it like that, like it like that. Don't you know too much already?
That was When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish. Now Joe has tuned his ukulele.
I have. Sounds a little bit better. I haven't tuned it perfectly because there was a song playing in the background that was messing with my tuner. But it sounds not as awful.
Yeah. Now I know that you're not just a bad ukulele player.
Which is pretty C for cool. That actually sounded like a C. Which is good. So the next song is If You're the Coffee by The Arcadian Wild, which is quite a wild band. Not really, they're actually extremely tame, but it's still a good song. So enjoy.
I would pay a fortune to buy all the gas just to drive around the town with you. We would wake before the sun and throw out our maps. Fly a million miles away just to have emotion, whatever it takes to know that I'm with you again. And oh, 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 no matter where we go, oh, 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 baby, I'll be happy.
Was If You're the Coffee by The Arcadian Wild. See, they double down on the.
Yeah, I was wondering what If You're the Coffee meant, but I think I understand it now.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for something. Anyway, this next song is a song that both Jordan... this was a mutual pick from us.
Yes.
It's by Deontward, which in... Afrikaans?
Afrikaans yeah.
Means the answer, right?
Yeah.
That's just nice. Cool. And this song is called Enter the Ninja.
Clean version.
The clean version. It's one of the few songs we could find a clean version by them.
Well, that had the word thought.
That also had the word thought in it, yeah. So yeah, we're going to play it.
danger. Yo, my laugh is like a video game, my main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one laugh in the mark, I'm with a dog.
Go ninja, go!
No f***ing down, I'm cutting down anyone I'm a boss. Trying to f*** up my game with razor sharp political throw stars. Tear them my flows on horse style, wild, out of control. Ninjas go off style. Rough rhymes with tough times with course scrawl. Till I hit 777 at the 8 p.m. straight famine of feast. When you're living on the razor edge, stay sharp, sharp. Rolling with the S.O.S. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard, death flows flex. Yo, we off the must up, not in the press. We not lock the rest. My style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't f*** with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss, you're going to this, you're going to that. You said so, I do it a lot. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't f*** with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, a ninja. When I get stuck on my time, it's up, I push through. Till I break, break, break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hard, core. Being cut so deep, feel no pain, is not sore. Don't ask for kick or you get what you asked for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the knot. Just a man with the will to survive. I blaze, swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy, don't play with me. I work my mark, saber like a wild savage from the dark side. Danger, yin to the yang. Totally hot deck ninjas, big in Japan. I seen the future, but I never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja. This is Locke, the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. All of you said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a psycho. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009, Futurista, Enter the Ninja, Yo Landy Fusser, DJ Hot Deck. You aren't for it. It's mine now. I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja.
And I thought that was another cool tune. It was Enter the Ninja by D Onward. That gets a D for D Onward. Or a D A.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have any thoughts on that song, Jordan?
I liked it. I mean, we chose it together, so
we did, yeah.
It's cool.
Wanna tell us about the next song?
Yes, I do. This is one of my all time favorite songs. Yeah, it's The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. That was The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, which was featured in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Pretty good movie, I'd say.
Yeah, I like it.
I also enjoy it. But I haven't been enjoying this weather recently.
Yeah, me neither. It's been so cold and snowy.
Yeah, you know, you really can't control it.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of the next song I have picked. It's called Can't Control the Weather by Fairground Saints. They specifically wrote this song for me because I was annoyed with the weather recently. So I told them I didn't like the weather. So they wrote this song real quick and then sent a demo off to me.
Wow.
And now it's making its debut on the show.
All right, just play it.
And that was Can't Control the Weather by Fairground Saints.
Written especially for Joe.
Yeah, which I think was really nice of them.
Yes.
Those are my buds.
Yeah. All right. So the next song is one that I picked, but it's also by one of Joe's favorite singers, Ingrid Michaelson. This is The Way I Am.
That sure was a quick song.
Yeah, surprise me, I'm startled.
Anyway, our next song is Stay the Night by Jukebox the Ghost, another band I'm a pretty big fan of, so I'm excited to hear it. And that was Stay the Night by Jukebox the Ghost from the album Stay the Night. Although I think that was just a single. That's not actually the name of the album. But that's three the's. That's a lot of the.
Yeah. How many points do we get? 1 point for each the?
Yeah.
That's a 3-point song.
That's a top tier song right there.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. The next song is one of my picks. It is Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin.
From Led Zeppelin 3, therefore it has more leads than thes, which is quite wild.
That's a true statement. Yeah, I had to think about it for a second, but...
Different.
That was Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin.
You know what, Jordan? I agree. It was Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin.
Thanks, Joe. I'm so glad we're in agreement.
Yeah. Our next song...
We were in agreement in picking.
We were.
Yeah.
We were. And we... There's another mutual pick. It's A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. Not just
any Beatles.
Yeah. from the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I think it's a pretty cool record.
It is. I own it.
It's cool. I own it on CD.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. All right.
I
That was a day. That was half of a day in the life by the Beatles. Jordan decided to turn it off with a minute left.
I don't think anything comes after that. Do you know what comes after that?
I think a minute of silence. Yeah. So we could look back and reminisce on the good times we had while listening to that song.
Listening to a day in the life. Just reminiscing on that day in that life.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool life. And also a pretty cool day.
Yeah, it was.
C for cool. Anyway, the next...
Oh, I see what you were doing. You were saying that I put it in the middle of the song so then you could have a good transition, but I messed it up for you. Is that what you were doing?
No, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Wow, but that's ironic.
It is. The next song is called In the Middle, and it's by Doty. Initially, Teresa had picked this song because she was going to be on the show, but then she had other stuff come up. But I liked this song, so I decided to play it anyway. So, yeah.
This one's for T.
Yeah.
What are you doing Friday? Wanna help my world collide? Let's make a bow with old cut ties. Do you want his number? Or shall I be the one to call? I haven't seen him much at all. It could be weird, but I think I'm into it. You know I'm one for the overly passionate. I like you and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. For the overly passionate. I like you and I loved him. We could all be the best kind of friends. You said you're into closure. Shake hands like you're supposed to. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. You've got so much in common. Talk about your taste in women. I'll be in the middle where you two get along. In the middle.
That was In the Middle by Doty, but we didn't play it in the middle of the set list. It's at the end of the set list.
Yeah, that would have been fun and cool and fresh.
Would have been pretty cool. Instead, that gets an F for fail. We'll fail at a chance to make a cool pun. But the song still gets an A, because it's a good song.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's not the good song, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Is this going to be our last song now?
I don't know. We'll see what we do with the extra time.
Yeah.
We'll wing it.
All right. Well, we'll see. But the next song is definitely one that I picked. It is Burn the Witch by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
That was Burn the Witch by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, that was the last of our songs. We still have about 5 minutes left. Jordan, you got any stories you want to tell? Maybe some spooky ghost stories?
Spooky ghost stories?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you believe in ghosts, Joe?
No, not really.
Yeah, me neither.
But you know what I do believe in?
What?
Benches.
Oh, yeah. Benches are pretty cool, especially the wooden ones that have backs on them.
The ones that you can lean on? Oh, those are great.
Yeah, there's some nice benches on this campus.
About 74 of them, actually.
Yeah, except for that one in front of Easton. That one was pretty bad.
The one in front of Farber was garbage, too.
Yeah. It was this Friday night?
This was Friday night.
Joe and I went on an adventure last Friday night.
We did.
Would you call it an adventure?
We were on... Well, were we on the way back from... Were we at Lower?
I don't know. Probably.
I think we were at Lower.
We're usually at Lower.
Yeah, I had met you guys at Lower after swing practice. And then Alex went to go do work.
When we came up with a crazy idea.
Yeah, because I think we passed a bench, and I was like, I don't think I've ever sat on this bench before.
And I said, I love the benches on this campus. I sit on a lot of them.
And so we were like, wow, what if we sit on every single one?
Yeah, that's a fun way to spend your Friday nights in the cold.
Yeah, so we ventured off at 7:33 p.m., mm-hmm. found a bench, sat on it, and repeated 73 more times.
Yeah, we only spent about a couple seconds on each bench. Oh, a little bit longer on the especially nice bench.
Like the one near that one on the side of Marquee.
Yes.
Great. And the one in front of Kirby was behind Kirby was solid.
Yes. Those are the two best benches on campus.
I feel there were some good ones in that little court-ish thing in front of Pardee, you know, on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Because those all seemed relatively new.
Yeah, the new benches are the best.
Yeah, man, that one in front of Farber was just awful.
And the one in front of Easton, I think, was also...
It was even worse, considering it was directly facing the one near Marquee.
Like, true.
We went directly from the best one on campus to the worst one on campus.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
There's a bench on the tennis courts, which I don't think most people would know.
Yeah, we almost missed that one, because we were going to just walk past it, and I was like, maybe there's a bench somewhere in there, and there was.
There was.
I mean, there were a bunch of benches in... Oh, no, it was because there were a bunch of benches on the tennis court, but we couldn't, and they were white, and we couldn't tell if they were wooden or plastic, because it has to be a wooden bench. So I was like, let's go check just to make sure. And they turned out to be plastic, but when we were down there, we saw a wooden bench that was quite hidden from plain sight.
That was a good bench. I like that one.
It was a solid bench. I think it was smaller than the average bench.
It was quite narrow.
It was cozy.
Yeah. It was more of a love seat than a couch bench. I don't know. In the analogy of couches to benches, it's a love seat.
And only once did we encounter an issue when there was a woman sitting in one of the benches.
Oh, yeah. But we just left and came back.
Yeah, and then she was gone. It was all good.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. The ones behind Farinon weren't bad.
Yeah, so we started at 7:33 and finished at
8:48. Yeah, we almost averaged exactly a bench per minute, but we were a little too slow.
Yeah. Probably all that time we spent on that Marquee bench.
Oh, that was such a great bench. Yeah. That bench gets a C for cool, definitely.
How about an A? A plus.
A plus. It gets a C sus 4 for really cool. All right. I guess that's all we have for you guys today. Our four listeners. Yeah, four listeners. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Spooky Yukies with Joe.
And Jordan.
Yeah. You can contact WJRH at WJRH.org or by calling them at 610-330-5316. So if you're looking for a good time and you're lonely, why not talk to some DJs?
Yeah.
So Jordan and I are about to get dinner, but we will be back in about 63 minutes
for my show,
The Serial Killer, where I will be guesting on, guest hosting, guest spotting.
It's
guest,
true.
I don't know.
We're going to be playing lots of songs that Joe likes, but I also like them. So yeah. If you liked these songs, which Joe and I like, maybe you'll like those songs that Joe and I like.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. It'll be fun.
All right. Tune in next week, same time, same place. But Jordan won't be here.